across Victoria, schools are about to take on a new role in tackling youth crime. The government is introducing social workers and early intervention officers into classrooms, hoping to spot the warning signs before violence takes hold. The program is designed to identify young people at risk of disengagement and provide support before crime becomes a part of their lives. The Wise Thomas Curtis spoke with Rosemary Sheehan, Professor of Social Work at Monash University, and asked what has been announced by the government with regards to social workers.
The Victorian government announced that it was going to send social workers to 20 of the state schools in Victoria as an attempt to try and reduce violent youth crime. And what it's done is identify some specific schools where there's already children who are drifting towards some crime and antisocial behaviour. And they're calling the social workers early intervention officers, and the idea is that they work in the schools and help teachers and wellbeing coordinators and school nurses to try and identify children who are at most at risk of drifting towards antisocial behaviour, and also to keep an eye on children we would call troubled children, and to try and focus on improving their school attendance and sense of belonging and relationships with peers, and also then attending to children who've been suspended and trying very hard to get them back into mainstream schooling. So that's the intent of the program.
Do you think the government's reasoning behind this decision was because that student wellbeing isn't being looked after by our schools?
No, I don't think that was the rationale. I think the rationale was that children who are already, or young people who are already offending and possibly coming before the courts, are overwhelmingly disengaged from school, disengaged from education, and possibly at odds with families, and possibly not even living with their families. And so the idea was, if you can somehow keep children engaged at school and have what you might call pro-social modelling, where you've got mentors and adults who can show children that being part of a community can actually deliver a better feeling about yourself, then that was probably going to be a more helpful way. I think in the schools, you know, the welfare, the pupil welfare coordinators in schools, they are already working very hard on child wellbeing in the schools, but they have limited resources. They're often teachers who are carrying a class.
So I'm assuming that's the same with school counsellors. Like, they don't have the sort of resources?
Again, you know, it's a pressured role, and particularly if it's a school where there's a range of challenging behaviours amongst the pupils, it's going to be very tough for the counsellor to, as a solitary person, to try and work with those young people. So unless you have a systems approach, and unless you at the same time as put these workers into the schools, you also are looking at what are the root causes of why children or young people are offending, what's going on in their lives, and how do you then turn them away from offending behaviours. So I think one of the things that the Scots did quite powerfully was to try and reintegrate young people into the community. But any of these innovations have to be based on a partnership model. They can't be just sort of putting one group of professionals in and one person to try and turn things around.
So how does the new initiative sort of differ from the existing student support services like the social workers already in Victorian schools? Is there sort of a difference?
In Victoria we have student support services, but they're area based. So they're not actually located in specific schools. So they work across a range of schools. They have responsibility for a number of schools, and they go in and out of those schools as needed, or to catch up with perhaps student coordinators. But they're not actually specific school-based. That's the Victorian experience. It might be different in New South Wales. But so you've got, you know, you've got a group of social workers, and they might also be psychologists, but they are spread across a number of schools and trying to manage the particular referrals can be quite challenging, and also for the school to perhaps be able to know the workers' capacities if they're not actually based in the school and they've developed a working relationship. That can be quite a challenge on both sides.
Rosemary Sheehan, Professor of Social Work at Monash University, speaking there with The Wire's Thomas Curtis.